Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf gimel. We're holding roughly 9 or 10 lines from the top of the Amid in the middle of a sugya, just to bring us back into the sugya once again. We started off our Mishnah the same way we started off the Mishnah Masechta Zvachim, saying, Kol Menachos, Shenikmetu Shloi Vishman, our kosher, Elishloi Ol Lebalim Shem Choyva, except for the case of the Minchas Chote and the Minchas Kenois. But otherwise, if you do something Shloi Lishma, it's kosher. On the top of Beis Amid Beis, we said that our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. Why? Because Reb Shimon says there's a fundamental difference between a Karban Mincha and all other Zvachim. Zvachim means those Karbanis which are involve Shechita and involve an animal. Minei Domen, Shkoyach. Mincha involves flour in one form or another. So what's the difference between the two? Says Rav Shimon, it's very, very simple. When you're talking about Shechita L'Moshel, and you go and Shechitin a carbon, and let's assume you're Shechting it L'Moshel B'Tzofayn. There's no way of telling whether this carbon happens to be an Oilo, or a Shlomim, or a Chatas, or a Toida, or a Maser, or it happens to be Bechor. No way of knowing. Since there's no way of knowing, when a person says, I'm shechting this l'shem oiler, I'm shechting it l'shem chatos, or l'shem shlomim, whatever. So you don't have mass of nikkern, meichichan oleha. We don't really know whether he's telling the truth or not telling the truth. Therefore, the shloi l'shma, even if it doesn't passel the carbon, at least it's no longer oiler l'balim shem chayva. Mashenkin, when you're talking about a mincha, you can tell immediately. If this person, for instance, is doing a kmitza from a kli, which is called a machvas, and he says, Rabbi, I'm doing a l'shem marchashes. Everybody sees immediately what he's ready. He's saying, Dvorim betelim vutolim, lo sharirim v'loi kayomim klalu klal. The expression of the Gemara is maser moichichar olea, that what he's doing is not a marchashes, it's a machvas. I look at it, I can see that the form of this Mincha is not of a marcheshes, which is like knedlich, but it's more like a fried pizza or something, where you can tell the texture is different, the form is different, it's totally different. And so therefore says Reb Shimon, under those circumstances, what he is saying is just cause of, it's just a falsehood. So we ignore it, it's just nonsense, and therefore all of the menachish and ikmetzush l'adishvar are kosher. That was the chiddush of Reb Shimon. And then that's fine. They're good. Reb Shimon is entitled to his opinion. But then the one asks to steer Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon. What's the steer? You go down halfway down Beis Amid Beis, a little bit past halfway down. And the one says, V'romi did Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon. I have a steer, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon. What's the steer? The sign of Reb Shimon. I'm the same Reb Shimon says. Koyidush kadoshim ikachatas v'chaosham. There's a pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Mincha, where it says that the Mincha is Kodesh Kodeshim, Kachi Kodeshim, and therefore it, for instance, has to be eaten only by the Kahanim, and it has the same, then, of course, the Shiori Mincha, we don't mean the Kemitza, but the Shiori Mincha has to be eaten by the Kahanim, just like Kachi Kodeshim, like, says the Pasuk, Kechatus V'Chashim. Now, why is it necessary to throw in Kechatus V'Chashim? We could have just said, Kodesh Kodeshim, he, period. Says the Gemara, says Reb Shimon, Yesh men kachatas. Some of the menachos have a din of a chatas. V'yesh men some have a din of an osham. Some yo, some nish. If it's a minchas choite, remember minchas choite means that third on the totem pole of the korban oil of the yoyred, where instead of bringing a kizvah seir, or instead of bringing two oifis, you're bringing a korban minchas choite. Oh, harikachatas. So what does that mean? Ficha, come to Shloi Lishma, it's totally possible, Gechatas, possible, possible, possible. On the other hand, Minchas Nedova, that's like an Asham, and not like Reb Lezer. And Leficha, come to Shloi Lishma, is Kishera, Uka Asham, Asham Kashav Eina Maratza, Av Minchas Nedova, Kishera Eina Maratza. So Reb Shimon basically is telling us the same halacha of our Mishnah, that every single mincha shenik mitzuf shloi lishman is kosher, like an asher, avli avalim shemuchayve, except for minchas choyte, where it's totally possible. So it's the chastir of Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said at the top, all menachos shenik mitzuf shloi lishman are kosher, v'alu avalim shemuchayve. And our Mishnah says just the opposite. So we said already yesterday that there are three terutim given by the Gemara. We have Rabba, we have Rabba, and we have Rav Ashi. Each one says a different teretz. So we were in the middle of the first teretz, and that was the teretz of Rabba. Where's that Rabba? Right after we finished that brisa, Omer Rabba, Loikasha. It's about 3/4 down the Omer. Loikasha, kam bishini kodesh, kam bishinui balim. What's the difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Balam? Shini Kodesh means that you're being Meshana from one carbon to the other, from a Machvas to a Marcheshes, a Marcheshes to a Machvas, and the like. So what did the Brisa say at the top? What does Reb Shimon say? It's kosher. You know why kosher? Because Maisel Moichichan Aleha. You can go and scream from today to tomorrow that this is a Machvas, I see it's a Marcheshes. You can say it's a Marcheshes, I see it's a Machvas. Dreimanishka Kof. So therefore, that's why it's kosher. Mashenk Vashini Balim, where it's going for Yankel to Beryl to Shmerel. I don't know Bishas the Kemitza, who the Kohen is doing the Kemitza on behalf of. So if it was really Yankel's carbon, and our friend the Kohen who's making the Kemitza says, I'm doing it for Beryl or for Shmerel. And remember Rashi said yesterday that he has to say it B'dibur, it's not just B'machshava. So I don't know. There could be 10,000 people standing there inside the Azara, and I don't know whether it's Saki Yankel's coming, Beryl's coming, Shmerel's coming. So it's not Maaseh Mechichan Aleh, and that's why it's said in our Mishnah, and that's why the second Reb Shimon says, if you're doing it Shiloh Vishma, depending if it's a case of a Shini Baalim, so then it would be kosher, Elishloi Olu Lebaalim Mishum Choyva. So now Abaye asked a very simple question to Rabbah. Mechdi Machshava to Pasul Rechmona Hekeshihi. After all, how do I know that there's a halacha legabi minchas nedava or a minchas choite, whether it is kosher or not kosher? It's all based on kachatas v'cha'ashem. Yesh men kachatas v'yesh men ka'ashem. If it's a hekish, mali shina kodesh, mali shina ba'alim. Just go and see, does this fall into the pattern of a minchas choite or is it a minchas nedava? And then you'll be able to determine whether or not we have a problem. But don't go and tell me that it has something to do with Shini Kodesh, Shini Baal. The pasuk doesn't mention anything about these Shinuyim. Amalei Maaseh Moichichan Dekomer Reb Shimon Svarahi. Reb Shimon Dorish Taimed Dekra. Machshav Loi Minkra. Pasul Rachmana. Machshav De Minkra Loi Pasul Rachmana. Says Rabbah, you're right. We start off with the Hekesh. However, we then overlay the Hekesh with Reb Shimon's Svara. Why the Svara? Because Reb Shimon is Doidish Tamad the Krav. And he's saying that the reason why the Torah would go and say that these Karbonis are either Kosher, or that it's Apostle totally, is only because of the fact that it's a Machshavah Delay Minkara. I cannot go and tell. Is this really an Oyler Rishlamim or a Minchas Choyter, Minchas Nedova? But once I can go and tell immediately that it's a Machvas or a Marcheshes, so I see that the person is just reading Tvorim, Betelim, Vutolim. Forget about it. It's nonsense. Just push the delete button and ignore what he had to say. So for that, of course, only applies to if you're talking about the din of Shina Kodesh. The Gabi Shina Baalim, I really don't know. There's no way of knowing whether or not this is Yankel Beryl Shmerel unless Yankel stands up and says, hey, why did you say Beryl's name? It's for me, it's not for him, etc. Okay, so that's the simple teretz that Rabbi gave. Abaye challenged it, and Rabbi gave an answer. And then he went and asked a bunch of kashas, and now we're up to Gimel Amud Aleph, Kodshi Kudushim. What the Gemara is going to try to show is that just like you said, that machshavah nikar, myself, my chichan aleh, I can easily tell the difference between a machvas and a marcheshes. I'm going to show you countless karbonos of domim, of zvachim, where there too you could easily tell the difference between one and the other. And so therefore, Reb Shimon Svara should apply there as well, that it should be kosher v'ol balim shem chayva. So we're going to analyze now probably 5, 6, 8 different fact patterns and show why we have a kasha or why we don't have a kasha on Reb Shimon.
Kosher and ol balim shem chayva? Or kosher v'lo? Can you just repeat that last thought again?
Reb Shimon says at the top of the Amud that kol hamenochay shenikmetu shaloi l'shmon sheirois kosher the olubalim shemchay.
Thank you.
Good. Zoki mara kodshi kudishim sheshachtin bitzofay l'shem kodshim kalim lirtu. What happens if a person is shechting bitzofay kodshim kudishim? Let's make it easy. A korban oila kodshi kudishim ishechtin bitzofay, and he screams out at the time that he is shechting it. He says, "Rabbi Yisai, I'm doing it l'shem shlomim. which is your classic case of kachim kalim. So if you want to learn to, why don't you go and say that this is not only a kosher carbon, but that it's olu lebalim shem choyva? Why? Maseyan meichichan aleim v'kachi kudushim nino. It must be kachi kudushim. Why must it be kachi kudushim? The kachim kalim b'dorma v'ovid luhu. Why would he be shechting over here in Tzafai? He'll be shechting in Dorim. So don't the circumstances dictate and tell you that this is an oilo or other kachi kudushim and not kachim kalim? Because if it's kachim kalim, it's out of place. Why are you shechting here with Tzafai? What's your question?
No, just because you always say, because he can. There's no police force there saying, is this only a kachim? It's going to be kachim kalim. You can call makom.
Every the Gemara, Eimed Yom Rachmana, Af Bedorim. But Darim v'le b'tzofen mi Omar, the Torah just gives additional leeway when it comes to kachim kalim. You don't have to do it b'darim. You can do it b'kol mokim ba'azara. Not like we learned back in Zvachim. Shchitasim b'kol mokim ba'azara. So therefore, you can go and shecht a korban shlomim or other kachim kalim in tzofen, just like you can go and shecht all the kachim kudushim b'tzofen. And that being the case, as Gemara, it's not nikker. You don't say the svara over here, maseha moichichen oleha. It's crystal clear that what he's saying is just a joke or nonsense. It must be kachi kudushim shechting b'tzafay. No, it could very well be b'dorim. Could be shechs all of his karbanis b'tzafay, and it's more convenient. It's close to the base of mitpachayim, where they go and first they flay all the animals to take off the hide, and then afterwards they clean it out. So it's much easier to have to go and schlep a dead animal all the way from Dorim all the way to the tzafay. So he shechs the b'tzafay. No raya whatsoever. Okay, so we have deferred that challenge to Reb Shimon. Frag the Gemara. But kachim kalim sheshachtin b'dorim l'shem kachi kudushim mitu. Oh, here that's crystal clear. You shechting kachim kalim b'dorim, such as a shlomim lamushal, and you say, I'm shechting l'shem karbin oila, l'shem kachi kudushim. Lirtzu, I should go and say that the karbin is not only kosher, but it's olu l'balim shem choyva, just like by the menachas. Why? Because Masein Mechichna Len the Kachim Kalim Nidu. It's crystal clear. It's Kachim Kalim. The Kachikudishim. But Tzofen Ava Ofelu. If this was a real Oila or other Kachikudishim, it wouldn't be Bedarim. It would be Betzofen. Right? This is fine. Right? Because Kachikudishim can only be done Betzofen. They cannot be done Bedarim. Mashenke and Kachim Kalim could be anywhere Baza. So the fact that he says in the Dorim of the Azar, Rabbi Yisai, you see what a beautiful Oila I'm now shechting. It's the Vorim B'Tayim L'Vutalim. It's Maseh Mechichar Oleh. That what he's saying is not true. Otherwise, what is he doing B'Tarim? So let it say, just like the Karim Mincha, it should be not only kosher, but it should be Olabalim L'Shem Choyvom. Everyone, Amri. No, you know what people are going to go and say? Kachi Kudishim Neno. Maybe, in fact, it's real Oila, and he is shechting an Oila L'Shem Oila. And therefore, there is no Maseh Mechichar Oleh. Ah, you're telling me, so why is he shechting b'darim? Umeva hu de'avar v'shachalu b'darim. He's being oiver on the isur, or the halacha, that is said in the Torah, that oila has to be shechting in tzafin. In other words, he doesn't care about that halacha. And therefore, in truth, it could really be an oila, with he shechting the shemoila, but just he's shechting in the wrong spot. Oh, that being the case, Zimar, you were trying to go and ask Akasha on Reb Shimon and say this obviously must be a shlom because or another kachim kalim because he's shechting b'dar. So therefore, maaseh mechichan aleha, that what he's saying is nonsense when he says it's an oila. No, it could very well, but it is an oila. So why is he shechting b'dar? Because he doesn't care either b'mezer or b'shoigig he shechted b'dar. But lemaisa, that doesn't show that maaseh mechichan aleha, that what he's saying is nonsense.
It makes it possible, though.
It truly makes it possible.
So. No olu b'al mishum choyva. There's no. It's not ritzu. It's puzzle.
What did the Gemara want to say initially? That it's kosher, and that it's olu b'al mishum choyva. Why? Because masa mechichan aleha. That since he's shechting b'darim, how can you possibly say that this happens to be an oila? Oila, you can't go and shech b'tzof. Therefore, what would we say? It would be kosher.
We're not rescuing the korban and saying it's kosher. We're saying it's obviously puzzle because it's b'darim, and that's it.
You could more start. Right. Please don't conflate the two, because one has to halt the halt. Right. So what did the Gemara want to bring a raya against Reb Shimon? Want to say you're saying that mincha has to be so special because each time it's maseha meichichan aleha. I'll show you a case of kachim where you don't say maseha meichichan aleha. I'm shechting v'darim and I'm saying oila and I'm saying in the Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim. that it's a kosher karmen, according to the attitude, according to the approach of Reb Shimon, we should say, no, it is kosher, that it's even ola balim shum chayva. Why? Because if this were in fact an oila, he wouldn't be shechting it bedarayim. So say that it's a kosher, a karbon, because masa mechichan aleh, that it's a shlamim or other kachim kalim, and not kachi kudishim. Say it's a kosher karbon lechatchila and ola balim shum chayva. Says Yomar, no. The reason why we don't say that is because maybe in fact it is an oila after all. And you don't say mass of mechichan aleh, that what he's doing is nonsense by saying it's an oila. Of course it's a shlam. You see that it's bedarayim. No, no. In fact, maybe it was an oila. The reason why he's saying that, why is he shechting a bedarim? Because he's being oiver on this ralacha that requires that you should go and shecht it be tzofain, and he shechted a bedarim. But you have no right, like Gabi Hilchus Shaloi Lishma, to ask a kasha on Reb Shimon. Once you're saying that that's the way you can interpret the facts, interpret the same thing over here too. Ihochi machvas Hashem marcheshes nami. Haydeka comments lola marcheshes omar hayber marcheshes nodar. V'hod ma'isi lova machvas te marcheshesi whomever who the over vi asu be machvas. Sigmar says you could say by machvas and marcheshes also the same type of approach. And what is that? He is actually going and has a machvas in his hand from which the coin is taking kmitza from that machvas, and the coin is screaming out marcheshes, marcheshes, marcheshes. So what did Reb Shimon say until now? It's obviously going to be a kosher carbon, because what he said is just nonsense. It's devarim b'teilim. Forget about it. So it's a kosher carbon. Ol balam shum choiva. No, why don't you say the same thing? That what? That really, when he was originally noider, he was noider l'shem karb marcheshes. He woke up yesterday or this morning and says, Rabbeisai, it's about time I'm going to bring a carbon mincha in the base mikdash, and I'm going to bring a marcheshes carbon. The Maisi, he brought a machvas. And when he brought a machvas, he's saying, I'm bringing it l'shem marcheshes. Ah, so what did Reb Shimon say now? It's obviously a kosher carbon, because ma'asa mechichan aleh, that this is a machvas, not a marcheshes. No, no, Rabbi Sai. Could very well be that he had promised bring a carbon marcheshes. And that's why he's screaming out marcheshes, marcheshes. Ah, so ibazoi, but he's bringing it in a machvas, because he's being over on his original neder. The neder was that I'm going to go and bring a marcheshes, and he's bringing a machvas.
But in truth, marcheshes and machvas are—that's the actual type of pan, right?
The type of pan or pot, correct?
So one's definitional and one's incidental halacha.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that.
One, if I'm saying I'm putting on tefillin, I'm wearing a talus instead.
Yes.
It's
nonsense.
It's complete nonsense.
Right.
Versus if I'm wearing tefillin, it happens just to be puzzle tefillin.
Right.
It's not nonsense. You better
borrow somebody else's tefillin.
It's no rutzery.
Right.
It's no rutzery.
Right. So this seems to be the same concept here.
Okay. So let's see in a moment. Let's first crystallize the kasha and then see the teretz, and hopefully your concerns will have been addressed. So, Frey Timur, just the same way that you said, that maybe the carbon that we were talking about that was bedarim was in fact really an oila and not a shlomim, and therefore you don't say masa mechichan aleh. It must be that it is a shlomim because he's shechting a bedarim. No, could really be an oila. The reason why he's shechting a bedarim because he's not makbid on this halacha of darim. So, Frey Timur, then say the same thing like Gabi Machvas or Shemar Cheshis. What? Ihochi, Machvas, Shemar Cheshis, Nami. How did Reb Shimon say, Masa Mechichan Aleo, that obviously it was a Machvas because he has a Machvas in front of us, and therefore when he says Marcheshes, that's nonsense, that's ridiculous. Why don't you say no? Haide Kakomets La Marcheshes Omar. He originally said, Haide Kakomets La, the one that is making the Kemitza, who said La Marcheshes Omar, saying, I'm doing the Shem Marcheshes. Haide Marcheshes Nodar. Could very well be that originally he, the Koyin or the Yisrael, wouldn't be the Kohen, because then you wouldn't do a Kemitza, it would be Kulakol. Okay, so the Yisrael, he had said, I want it's like for Marcheshes, Marcheshes, Marcheshes. V'hod the mice, and that's the reason why the Kohen heard Marcheshes three times, he also said Marcheshes, Marcheshes. V'hod the mice, Yilu b'machvas, what's the reason why I'm looking now at the pan? I said, it's not a Marcheshes, it's a Machvas. Yoy. That he meant a Machvas, and he's bringing Marcheshes, and therefore says, Reb Shimon is kosher. No. He really said a marcheshes. So when he's saying marcheshes, he meant a marcheshes, and that's what was the original native. Aye, that he brought in a machvas. The marcheshes, see, it's a really a minchas marcheshes, because that was his nader. Umever who the avar viasim a machvas. And he's just violating the terms of his original nader by saying, by bringing in a machlech, but really it's a marcheshes. Therefore, what does Gemara mean to say? How do you say according to Reb Shimon that automatically when you change from one to the other, it's a masa mechichanulah that he's saying dvarim b'teilim? No, maybe he's not saying dvarim b'teilim. It really is a marcheshes, and that's why he says marcheshes, marcheshes, marcheshes. I brought in a machvas. He's being over on his original words that he said, I'm going to bring in a marcheshes. So he brought in a machvas. Abla ma'isa. Don't say the vart of Reb Shimon, the mas mechichan alesh. You don't say the whole thing is possible because he promised to go and bring a marcheshes, and he brings a machvas. In other words, the same svara that we said by the oila. Yeah.
Can we also say if it's kind of a ches? So isn't it a mitzvah babal deira?
There's no question it's a ches. It's often.
So a, doesn't that automatically possible?
What you're saying makes a lot of sense. But what the Gemara is just trying to go and disprove what we were saying according to Rabbah, the Sfora of Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon says, Rabbah, he holds by Shine Kodesh, excuse me, unlike by animals, unlike by Zvochen, you usually cannot tell the difference between what he said and what he's actually doing, because like the Gemara said yesterday, Shchita Achas L'Kulon, every time you go and Shech the Karm, whether it's an Oyla, whether it's a Shlom, whether it's a Maaser, whether it's a Pesach, any Karm that you shech it the same way. So therefore, when he says, I'm doing it l'shem something else, it's not masam nikarim. So Gemara says, yeah, but here masam nikarim, because he went and did it bedorim. Since he did it bedorim, it must be that it's kachem kalim. And if therefore, if he's saying l'shem oila, we see that what he's saying is ridiculous. So now, on the surface, the Gemara is saying that the halacha of Reb Shimon, that only by menachos is it nikar, but by zvachim is it not nikar, I see a case by Zvachim where it's also nikar. Just the fact that you go and shech the bidarim and you scream at oila, 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 obviously the person is deranged. Because if it's an oila, it wouldn't be bidarim, it would be bidsafim. Aguta kasha on Reb Shimon. So Gemara deflects that kasha by saying, no, maybe really it's an oila, and he's shechting in l'shem oila. So you don't have masa mechichen. Ah, he did it in the wrong place. He did a bidarim instead of bidsafim. He was over on that din of bidarim bidsafim. But don't go and say that there's a fundamental distinction between menachos and zvachim. That here it's nikker and there it's not nikker. Over there, taka, it's not nikker. Aye, it's bedarim. He was over on the dinner of bedarim. But lemaisa was an oil l'shem oil. That's all the Gemara is trying to say. So now the Gemara is saying, well, then say b'machvas and marcheshes, the exact same svara. That really this was marcheshes, marcheshes, marcheshes. And that's why he screamed out marcheshes. And everybody says, look at the kli is a pan, it's not a marcheshes, it's a machvas. Yeah, that's because he's over on his original neder that he promised to go and bring a minchin a marcheshes, and that's why he's screaming out marcheshes, marcheshes, and he brought it in a machvas. He shouldn't have done that. It's not nice and all that. But that's, again, why are you differentiating between menachis and kodshim l'choyra? In both cases, you can go and say the same thing, that what he said is emes v'yatzev menachim v'kayim v'yosher. Aye, you're looking at the pan, it's different than the pot. You're right. He was over on that. But lemaisa, what he said is the same. And what he said was correct, that it was takel shem marcheshes, and that's why he screamed out marcheshes. And that was his neder. So why are you differentiating between the case of the menachos and the case of the zvach? Zokti mara weiter. Zokti mara. So we didn't get into the kiddush now. That's always a problem. Nochum, iochim achvas l'shem marcheshes nami. How did you come to the marcheshes? Omar, the one that was koy mitzvah of marcheshes. The reason why he said it because I'm marcheshes, not that he made a neid of marcheshes. But the ma'isel of machvas, the marcheshes was really a korban marcheshes. Whomever who the over, he was over on his neider. We ask him a machvas. So in bazoi once again. Kodshim of Zvachim and Kodshim of Menachos L'Chayra on the same page, the same analysis, why are you differentiating Reb Shimon between one and the other? Everything more. Hosab kinam macheshes noadar. Kimaisel b'machvas, machvas havia. There's a fundamental difference between the Kodshim case and the Menachos case. Even though by the Mincha he may have said 101 times, I'm promising to go and bring a Mincha b'mar cheshes, if ultimately he took the flour and he didn't go and cook it in the marcheshes, but he fried it in a frying pan in a machvas, machvas havia, it now becomes automatically transformed and converted into a machvas. Just the fact that you processed it as a minchas machvas, it now is a bona fide minchas machvas. Aye, he made a neid, he's going to bring in marcheshes. Guess what? He was not mekayim his ned, he did not fulfill his pledge, and he's going to have to bring tomorrow or next week or next month, he's going to have to bring a marcheshes. But once he puts the flour into the machvas, it becomes a machvas. How do I know? Get it non. A mishnah at the end of our mesechta, ho'oimer harei olai b'machvas, vehi b'marcheshes. Or he said, I'm going to bring marcheshes, vehi b'machvas. Masha hevi hevi, what he brought is what he brought. Meaning, once, even though he said, l'moshel, I'm going to bring marcheshes, and he brings machvas, masha hevi hevi, it becomes transformed automatically into minchas machvas. Why? Because he processed it in a machvas. Aye, what about the neder? They needed a yotzi, he wasn't yotzi in a neder. So therefore, says the Gemara, that shot that you tried to give now, that when he said, marcheshes, 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 really, it was a marcheshes. And therefore, what Reb Shimon says, that maser meichichan alev, it's not maser meichichan alev, it is a marcheshes. Aye, but he's bringing in a machvas. Come on, he's just violating his original neder when he said, I'm going to bring a marcheshes, and he said a machvas. That was the Gemara's kasha. So he said, no. If you brought in a machvas, it becomes a machvas. You can go and scream marcheshes from today to tomorrow. It's a machvas. You see, it's fried. So therefore, that's the svara of Reb Shimon. Kol ha-menochesh enigmatu shaloi lishman. I brought in a machvas and I said marcheshes. It's kosher. It's olu lebalim shemchoiva because menochis are different than zvachim. Here, my sem mechichan allowed that this is a machvas. You see, yeah, but he promised to bring a marchesh. I don't care what he promised. If it's in a machvas, it's a machvas carbon. When he screams out marcheshes, my sem mechichan allowed that he's talking devorim betelim, and that's why it's kosher. The ol lebalim shemchoiva.
Yeah, the same thing by chak olas over that you shefted lamata.
That was. Yeah, that's what he means. Yeah. Please don't pick on. One second. What you asked about the oifis is absolutely correct. And in fact, that was the Gemara's kasha yesterday, both on the bottom and on the top. And the Gemara concluded at the end that even though Reb Shimon said, kol ha-menachashim nikmetsu arkshedus, and they're different, ena menachas doimis lezvachim, the Gemara says, taka not doim lezvachim, but it is similar to oifis, and therefore Reb Shimon would extend his halacha not only to Menachas' case, but also to the oifis cases, where in fact masav nikarim mitoich masav, that what he did was either correct or incorrect. So right before the two dots, go back to six lines at the top of the amid. So tomorrow, hachanami elafisha in Menachas doimis lezvachim kamar. Yes, you will find case of oifis with exactly like a mincha or mas mechichan leah, where the malika was in the bottom instead of on the top, but he screams out, oilas oif. Come on, give me a break. He's down below. He should be up above. It's exactly like you say. Yes?
In practical terms, the difference between the menoches of a machvas or marcheshes, what difference in terms of kedusha, in terms of practical achievement?
There's no difference in Kedusha, no difference in practical achievement. It's all a question of what did he promise. We're going to see in our Masechta Miyat Hashem that there are four different types of a korban mincha that a person can go and pledge.
Yeah.
He can go and pledge a minchas soilis, which is just plain flour. He can do a minchas machvas, which is more of a fried item.
Yeah.
Marcheshes, which is more like a knedel, a boiled item. And then you have minchas mafitaner, and even mafitaner, you have two different types. Each one of them, if he goes and brings it, and the kohen does the kemitza, and they put the kemitza on top of the mizbeach, the shira are necha lekahanim, each one of them is on the same degree, it's kedusha v'tahara, it's gevaldik, on his balance sheet for the year, there's going to be a big, big check mark on the merit side that he brought a beautiful carbon shkoyach, he brought a beautiful carbon mincha. The question, however, is, we have a halacha of shinui kodesh. Shinui kodesh means that if you mess up with how you refer to the carbon, you can mess up the carbon totally. So for instance, back in Masechta Zvachim, we said, person brought a carbon, oila l'mashal.
Yeah.
And as they bring the oila, the person who's shechting says, oh, what a beautiful shlomim this is going to be. I can already picture in my mind tonight, all the mishpacha is going to be sitting around the table here in Yerushalayim, eating from this carbon shlomim, and they're going to go and give thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Metzugin Toiris, and Uvdas of Tzadikim, and Metzingin. Ah, I can't.
Depressing Kadusha. I know it's
so what happens then?
Kula doctor.
Absolutely.
There is no difference.
So what is the mission?
Kadusha, there is no difference here. In practical terms, or achievement, there's no difference between a marcheshes and And
if he specified it, there is. If he specified it, then there is.
That's all.
Okay.
But in practical terms, there is no shech, not of value, not of kedusha. If he says it like shemen, there is a difference.
What you're saying is correct. What you're saying is correct in terms of logic and svara. However, the Gemara brought a pasuk, Kodesh Kedoshim, he kechatas
v'chashem. So it's a chok.
If you want, you can call it a chok.
Zeyus
a kasuk. Zeyus a kasuk. If you're switching from machvas to machesh, machesh to machvas, so normally, based on our mission, we'd say, well, since you made a switch, it's a kosher carbon, yeah, but you would not, oy lebalim shum chayim. Says, Rav Shimon, no, you're oy lebalim shum chayim, because everybody can tell it. He's saying, oh, look at this beautiful crystal glass. Come on, it's not a crystal glass, it's plastic, it's ridiculous. So whatever he says, we just discount whatever he said, and it's kosher. Yeah.
In just a technical question, when someone brings a mincha, the flour is poured into a kli shares.
Mm-hmm.
Is the when we say machvas marcheshes, we're talking about the kli shares that the original kedushas mincha occurs in, and from which the kmitza is taken. Is that the
You could have a machvas marcheshes in the base of Mikdash itself as being part of the klisharis. Yeah,
but so because I was in the impression that the mach marcheshes refers to how the shirayim are prepared, not how the kmitza.
No, we're talking about the pre-kmitza, right? Sure. That's why the mushal agabe, the carbon mafe tanner, which is baked,
ceasing, you have to break and crumble.
Yeah, but according to your approach, if it was all just flour, then you never have to do the psitzin because you only get to bake it later on.
Okay.
So it's all processed before you do the kmitza.
Okay.
You're very welcome. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara and the Gemara Zuktiets Vayter. So if you go and said Hari Olai b'machvas, you have machesh, machesh, you have machvas. Mashevi hevi, it now gets the name of whatever the kli is. But then you're going to have to go and bring his marcheshes later on in another day. Okay. So bottom line, it says in Gemara, Reb Shimon is right. Masav meichichan aleha. How is masav meichichan aleha? I see it's a machvas. It's not a macheshes. Oh, but the tzugizokta macheshes. Oh, the tzugizokta. But the this is a machvas because he processed in and a machvas. But for Gemara, that was when you said ha'imar hari olai b'machvas, which of course means a neder, which means that it is achray. The Dilma Omar Zu Lohavi Bemachvas, Behavi Bemacheshes. Maybe he pointed to the flower and said, see you flower, I'm hereby directing you and telling you, I'm going to bring you as a machvas. And after the Burma Macheshes. And this is Kiritnan. We in fact have a mission again later on our Masechta. Zu Lohavi Bemachvas, Behavi Bemacheshes. Bemacheshes, Behavi Bemachvas, Hari Zu Psula. If you looked at the flower and said, you flower, you're machvas flower. And then after that, he put it into macheshes and processed it in the macheshes, or fakers, then it becomes a pasul carbon. Why does it become a pasul carbon? Didn't you just tell me a moment ago that maser meichichan aleh, and that what does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon holds that automatically, if you bring it in a machwas, it becomes a machwas. If you bring it in macheshes, it becomes a macheshes.
This is before, right?
I'm sorry, once again?
This is the case we're just reading now is before the... Before.
Yes. Yesterday he made a statement, a fundamental pledge. I'm going to bring a marcheshes.
Right. And the original case we had is after. While it's in the wrong.
The difference between the two cases is how he enunciated initially his pledge.
The case before this.
The case before that was he said Hari Olai.
Before
that base, back in
the
follow.
No, back in the just in the what we're saying in terms of the case of Shimon.
Okay, so we had two cases so far according to Shimon. First case with the Hari Olai, and we said that maybe in fact initially he promised to bring a macheshes, and the reason why it happens to be in the machvas is because he was violating his pledge, but really it was macheshes, 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 and therefore when he says macheshes, how do you have the Reb Shimon saying maser meichichan aleh that it was the shame machvas? No, maser meichichan aleh, it was taka macheshes all along. He brought a machvas, he violated what he said. That was Zimor's kasha. So Zimor, you're wrong, mister. Once you put it into the machvas, it becomes a machvas. And once it becomes a machvas, you can go and scream out marcheshes, and that's not going to help. It is now baked, so to speak. Not really baked, but it has a din now of a machvas, not a marcheshes. So therefore, it's marcheshes, maser meichichan aleh, that what he is saying is nonsense. It's a machvas. Says Zimor, that's very good if he said Hari Olai. But if he said Hari Zu, it does not get automatically transformed from a marcheshes into a machvas, or farket. But rather, whatever he said that's binding on him, he said Zu,
this flour is going to be machvas flour, and he made it a marcheshes. Or marcheshes flour, and he made it machvas. It's taka posel. That's that being the case, Reik Gemara, when he now goes and screams out, and he says, marcheshes, 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 maybe in fact he is not going and changing. It's not maseha mechichan alel, that it was a shemachvas, because you find it in a machvas. Faker, the fact that it's in a machvas means he made a violation of what he was supposed to do, because he had promised he's going to go and bring a marcheshes. And when he's saying now marcheshes, marcheshes mech, that's really what he meant, and that's what his real pledge was initially. So Ibazoi, it becomes similar to the case of the Kudishim, where he shechted the so-called Shlomen, but he called it Oila, and he shechted it Bedarim. Oh, Maaseh Mechichan Aleh, he said, no, it was really an Oila all along. The reason why he said that it was an Oila, because Umtaka was an Oila. So why is he shechted Bedarim? He's being over on the din of it has to be Betzofen. So here, says the Gemara, I'm now Chuz V'Neir, I'm reawakening the same Kasha by the Karban Mincha. Maybe this Karban Mincha, you're telling me it's in a Machvas. Maaseh Mechichan Aleh, that it cannot be a Marcheshes. No, maybe in fact that's why Tzugezot said it's going to be a Marcheshes, and that's why he's screaming Marcheshes. Yeah, but automatically if you make it into a Machvas, it becomes a Machvas. That's only Hari Alai. But if you say Hari Zu, it remains B'Kedushas Mincha Marcheshes. And therefore what he's saying, Marcheshes is Take Emes. So don't tell me Maaseh Mechichan Aleh that he's saying is nonsense. Maybe what he's saying is absolutely true. And for the Gemara Rabban Hachanami, this Mishnah that you just brought now of Harizu, you're right, according to Rabbanan, what you said is correct. However, Reb Shimon, even the other Reb Shimon, Afi de Nidra Yotza, Am Kivusa Demona Veloi Klumho, Veloi Shna Omar Zu, Veloi Shna Omar Alai, it becomes automatically whatever Kli you put it in. And therefore, what he said initially, it's going to be a Marcheshes, or he said it's going to be a Machvas, I don't care. Remember how Mr. Friedlander said so authoritatively a couple of minutes ago, what difference does it make? Machvas, Marcheshes, Marcheshes, Machvas. I'm sorry?
It's a Mincha.
It's a Mincha, it's a Mincha, it's a Mincha. It's all the same. What difference does it make? Yitzhak said Marcheshes, Mazel Tov. He said Machvas. It's all like Klumhi. The use of the money is really nothing of great importance. Of course, a person should always tell the truth and nothing but the truth. But okay, so he messed up. Machvas, Marcheshes, Marcheshes, Machvas. Yidei Nidra Yotze, he was Yotze his natives, even though he said Harizu, you're gonna be a Machvas. And after he does a Marcheshes, you're gonna be a Marcheshes. And then he puts in a Machvas. It's still a kosher card. It's a bizarre, no Nafkmina. So now that we have contrasted the Mincha. Now that we've contrasted the difference between Menachos and Zvachim according to Reb Shimon, now we're going to go back to another case in Zvachim. Elamiyah, brand new case now. Oyla sheshochet l'shem chatos. Now what's the din if you have an oyla sheshochet l'shem chatos? Once again, back in Masechta Zvachim we learned, it happens to be a kosher korban, elishlei olu lebalim l'shem chayim. Frey Timura, why? Teiratz, I should say that it is oyla balim l'shem chayim, just like Reb Shimon said by korban, Mincha. Why? Because Maseh Mechichan Aleh. I'd say Zohar behind the Keva. After all, every carbon oil in the world is always a Zohar. Beginning of Parshas Vayikra, it's got to be a Zohar. The Keva is possible. Okay, now we're talking about the Shem Chattas. Chattas, 99% of all Chattoyis all happen to be the Kevas. Because you bring a Kizba or a Seira, a female lamb or a female goat. That being the case, says the Gemara, when this person is shechting the oil, and he says, Rabbi Yisai, look at the wonderful chattas we're shechting Lashem. We should go and say, what he said is Devarim Betalim Vutalin, and it should be not only a kosher carbon, it should be oil balam shum choiva, because it's clear cut that this is not a chattas. How do you know?
Is there a reason why we're repeating the same question? There's a chilek between this kasha and the previous one, not in the mitzias, but in terms of the svara, it's the same svara. So why would you say that so many
of you're going to have a lot of patience, because for the next 10 minutes we're going to continue asking right, no, the same line
why,
of questions.
Why did the artists take the same answer? Why are we just not...
Because when you, to go and say that it might be an oiler when he's shechting it bedarim, and he's just being over on the Isser, so that the Gemara says, you cannot say Maaseh Mechichan Aleh.
That could be a tolerable mistake.
Tolerable mistake, or a tolerable aveda. Here, you cannot tolerate the difference between a zocher and a kev. Either it's a zocher or in the kev, or it's a kev or a zocher. It cannot be both. So therefore, if he is shechting this carbon, and we know that it's an oiler, and he says, well, I'm shechting with a shem chatos, we should go and say to him, Mister, what you just said now is devorim betalim, just like by the machvas marcheshes. Anybody that has any brains can see that this is a machvas and not a marcheshes. So when you're saying marcheshes, maaseh meichichan aleh, it's just nonsense, and that's why the carbon is kosher. Here too, when he says about a zocher that it's a chatas, everybody sees that what he's saying is devorim betalim, so it should say be kosher, ali bed Reb Shimon. That's the Gemara's kashya. Furthermore, it's not as crystal clear as you make it out to be, given the ikasir nasi, the zocher who lo yedia. When he is going and shechting now this oil, and he's saying it b'shem chatos, even though he didn't specify, you might find in the audience there might be the nasi meaning the melech. And if the melech couldn't come that day, he sent shlichim to go and bring the carbon on his behalf. And if he is bringing a carbon, we know a sir nasi is a sa'ir. It's not a kizba, not a sa'ira. It's a male. Oh, so maybe now when the kohen is shechting, whoever is shechting it, if he was originally, we thought it was an oila, and he's saying, I'm shechting the shem chatas, what he really means is a chatas nasi, which happens to be a zohar, so you cannot go and tell the difference between the case of the chatas or the oila, because they're both scharim. So vaita, you do not have a kasha on Reb Shimon. What was the kasha? Couldn't Reb Shimon, it says, always myself, nikar, myself, mechichan aleh. Because I see clearly that this is a zocher and this is an akeva. It cannot be that this happens to be a chatos. Let's say that it's a kosher carbon because he's talking nonsense. No, maybe he's not talking nonsense. It's not crystal clear. Because maybe it's a sir nasi. Maybe it's taka a chatos after all.
Shouldn't there be other indicia that it's a sir nasi? The nasi is there. There is a crime. There is a shluchim.
You can always send shluchim. You don't have to be present.
Okay. They're a spy.
Yeah, spy. Omar says, Imara, l'shem chatos yochin my ikal meimer. What would happen if he's shechting the oila, and b'shach shechting the oila, he says, Reboisai, we are shechting now l'shem kedushas chatas yochid. Yochid meaning?
Hedjit.
But the Torah refers to him yochid, the Torah doesn't use the term hedjit, the Torah just talks about a regular carbon, as opposed to the case of the Nasi and the Parakon Mashiach, where the Torah is very specific. Anyway, in Zvachmi also, and in Shavuos, and in Hoirias, we also use the term yochid. So, that's clearly either a kizbo se'ira. So why don't you go and say that according to Reb Shimon, it should be a kosher carbon and oil balim from choiva because ma'aseh ma'ichichan aleh. And let me ask you even a better kasha. Chatas yochid sheshachtu l'shem oila. Chatas yochid, clearly a kizbo se'ira. He's shechting and saying, boy, you said l'shem oila, l'shem oila. You should go and say that it's a kosher carbon and it's oila b'alim shem choyva, because every chatas yochid by definition is in the keva, and an oila is a zachar. So maaseh meichichan aleh. So I should go and say that it's a kosher carbon and it's oila shem choyva. And remember, we're now talking about a chatas, where by a chatas it's much worse. We're saying not only is it not oila, we're saying that it's pasul. Why should the chatas yochid be possible? If he shechted l'shem oila, we should go and say it's a perfect carbon. He said oila, okay, it's a mishigana, it's a drite, it's slightly deranged, he has some dementia, but it's a kosher carbon. So he afraid Yimara, yeah, right?
He's talking about deranged.
And deranged, yeah, okay. Everything, Mara, mechasya bi'alya, as we know, when you're talking about especially the kizba has a very, very bright tail. A very bright means that it's very wide and very fatty, and that's why the aliyah you put on the mizbech, and everybody's going to start talking now about Pesachim, and about your Yibidim and Betzerim, and it's even, you have to put on the mizbech. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's fine. When a horse talks to its children and tells all different types of stories, what are those stories called?
You said it right, ponytail.
Ponytails, exactly. So that was a milta d'dichasa, a horse and a shoe, ponytails. Back to the Gemara.
Enough horsing around.
Anyway, zok to Gemara, mechase ba'alya. You're talking about, he is shechting a chatas. The chatas is a kizba. Kizba has a fatty tail. You couldn't tell whether it's a zocha or nekeva. I'm not an expert on animals, but presumably
it's
you can tell by looking between the legs of what's going on, if there is a protrusion, not a protrusion. But if you have the tail going all the way down to the floor or close to it, you don't see what's going on behind the closed doors, behind the tail. So therefore, verse 16,
same time
tailable animals.
So the kids want to see
it. I'm assuming the Gemara knows that animals better than we do. They live with them.
Of, exactly, 100%.
Why does it matter if you can see? We're saying about seeing.
We're saying maser mechichan
lech. Okay.
Anybody standing in the audience.
So that's the determinant rule. Okay.
Exactly. Zok the Gemara mechase ba'aliyah. So the icy kivza. If you're talking about a kizba, you're right, because it has a fatty tail, 100% right. But Isis Irmaikalamaimar, after all, the question of the Gemara was a chatzis yochid. Chatzis yochid could be a kizba or a seira. So if you brought a seira doesn't have that bushy, fatty tail. And that's why in the Torah it doesn't require the aliyah of the seira to be put on the mizbeach, because it has a very flimsy aliyah. So that being the case, kemdach yodakin, so you can go and look carefully, and look, oh, you see, he's bringing a zochor, he's bringing a keva. So if he is saying now that it's a chattis yochid, and he screams out, oyler, come on, get the guy out of here, I'm on a mishigena tzedraita, it's clearly that this happens to be in a keva, I can tell. How can you tell the bushy tail? There's no bushy tail over here, it's a seira. I see that it's a keva. What is he talking about, that he's bringing for an oyler? So to my lebein zochorim in a keva is lav adatayu de'inchi. What you're saying is correct. One could check, but for that you have to go and look. You know, you take a telescope and you look very carefully. Hey, what do you see? Can you tell me, do you see anything in between the legs? You know? Anyway, the point is people don't focus on it. If they would focus, Reb Shimon would be right. But they don't focus on it. When it comes to machvas and marcheshes, it's crystal clear. Everybody sees, what are you talking about? This is knedlach. You see that it's fried pizza. It's not knedlach. It's totally different. How can you compare the two? Fine. But says Yimor, but I have further kashas. And that is Pesach sheshochtu l'shem osham lirtzi v'hai ben shana v'hai ben shtai. By in Parsha's boy, when it talks about all the requirements for the Korban Pesach, says it has to be a ben shana. Ben shana means that it's still young within its first year before its first birthday. Okay, what happens if Bishas is shechting the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? The Shoichet is saying, oh, we're bringing now a Korban osham. Presumably all 50 people that are registered on the carbon will immediately start throwing esroigim at him, or maybe shmura matzah, or matzah mail. What are you talking about? This is an ashim, the carbon pesach. Okay, but anyway, says Yimara, I should say that it's still a kosher carbon and ola balam shemchoiv, even though it's a pesach, should be a kosher carbon. Lirtzi, the high ben shana, the high ben shtai. When you're talking about an asham, you're talking about the asham me'ilois, the asham gizelois, asham shivcha charufa, asham asham toloi. All of those are beyond the first birthday. They're already into the second year. So you can easily tell. This is a youngster and this is an old animal. So if you're going to go and say about the Korban Pesach, I'm doing the Shem Oshem, you're like, are you nuts? I can tell that this animal is only 5 months old, it's only 8 months old. Can't possibly an Oshem. Every the Gemara, you forgot about that there are two Ashamis, which in fact are also Ben Shana. Which ones are those? Kivan, the Ika Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra, Loi Psikale. If he's just going to simply say, I'm shachting the shame, Asham, maybe he's referring to Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra. Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzayra is a kevis, not an ayil, it's in the first year. So there could in fact be mass confusion between an Asham and between the Pesach, and that's the reason why we're saying that it would be a possible carbon, because they don't say that automatically mass of mechichan aleph. He could easily have this mistake between the Pesach and the Asham. Everything more loy psikole. It's not psikole. What means not psikole? It's not psikole means if he's going to go and say, I'm shechting this carbon Pesach, he says that silently, I'm shechting it, but now I'm screaming out the shame carbon Asham, since some Asham is in fact are nicker, but some of them are not nicker. So lepsikule, it's not crystal clear when he says, "I'm bringing l'shem asham." That in fact, that he is, it's that it's a lie. It could very well be that it's true that he's doing it l'shem asham. This is a year, and this happens to be 2 years. I'm sorry, I didn't mean 2 years. It's less than a year old, and this is in its second year. Remember, we had that in Zvachim as well.
I'm not Baruch Hashem.
When he says shechting and oif, you don't have to say right. Okay, fine, good. But let's get back to the Gemara now. What the Gemara is saying is, just by using the blank term Ashem, I don't know whether it's from the Geshem ones or it's from the Nomarch ones, whether it's the Ayil or the Kevis. So it's not Masav Moichichan Aleh because it's not crystal clear. Break the Gemara.
But Pesach Erev Pesach in the afternoon,
yeah.
No, after the Korban Shabbin Arbayim, the Korban Shabbin Arbayim, only Pesachim are brought.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no.
And what happens if he brings another carbon after that? It'll be like the Dorim. He violated this rule.
Okay.
But it's not Chris.
You know why?
Why Mary?
Because Mary had a little lamb.
Ah, very good.
And that's a very merry comment that you gave. So let's get back to Gemara. So what are you going to tell about? So Gemara, but Omar, what happens if in fact this Korban Pesach Shoichet says, I'm shechting the Shum Asham Gzelis, or Shum Asham Me'ilois, my Ikal Meimah. Here you can go and play with that, because Gzelis and Me'ilois, by definition, are in the second year. So Ibazoi, Zokti Mora, say like Reb Shimon, it should be kosher. Masa Mechichan Oleha, that this is not L'Shem Asham, it's L'Shem Pesach. Vesu, Asham Gzelis, Asham Me'ilois, Shechtum L'Shem Pesach, Lirtsu. Why don't you do the other way around? If a person went in Shechtum L'Shem Gzelis, Asham Me'ilois, which by definition means that they're in the second year. And Yishechtum L'Shem Pesach, why do I go and say it's kosher? So I should go and say that it's oil of Alev Shem Chayva. Why? That's a Menchana. Bahani Ben Shtei Shalom. Can't you tell? This is an older carbon, this is a younger carbon. Never the twain shall meet, and therefore, says the Gemara, I should say that it's kosher carbon. Ella says in Gemara, a very easy teretz, Obein ben shana, the Bain ben shtei shanam, lava da taida inshi. The difference between in the second year and only within the first year is also not so crystal clear. The ikka ben shana, the mechzik ben shtayim, the ikka ben shtayim, the mechzik ben shana. After all, you could have, how many times have you been to a bar mitzvah and someone says, that's a bar mitzvah boy. He looks like he's getting married. It looks like a chusin. Exactly. Or you go to a chasin, he says, that's the chusin. I thought he's just putting on tefillin. He's like the bar mitzvah. Look, I'm mekala. So you can, and here, alach is kam v'kama, when you're talking about a behemah, the difference between if it's in its 11th or 12th month, or it's already into 13th or 14th month, how much of a difference can there be? Mm-hmm. So, therefore, it's also not so nicker. It's not like machvas marcheshes. This is a plastic cup, it's not a crystal crystal bowl. Yeah, you could say it immediately. So here too, says the Gemara, that you, it's not so fundamental.
Mas is not mochich, because it's not mochich.
Exactly, it's mamish not mochich. Veke v'nshon, the mechzi v'nshon, good. Says the Gemara, okay, let me ask you a new question. Sorir sheshachtu l'shem asham, lirtzi. I'm shechting now a sorir, and I'm saying it's l'shem asham. Now asham, as we know, always has to be either a keves or an ayel. Keves means a younger lamb, or an older lamb, usually referred to as a ram. Yeah. But both of those are, kevis is always a kevis, sheep, or sheep a family. From the sheep family. And he's now shechting a soyer, which is from the goat family. And he's saying, Rabbi Yisai, I'm shechting l'shem asham, lirtzi. It should be kosher, and should be olabal m'shem choyvim et aladinim, according to Reb Shimon. Why? The high tzemer v'aseyer. There's a fundamental difference between a kevis, which is full of wool, as opposed, and an ayil, which is full of wool, as opposed to a soyer, which has seyer. It's a slightly play on words, and that's what we have by Achav also, not by Achav, by Isav, says in the Pasuk, Sawyer, and means he had a lot of Seir, he had a lot of...
His goat hair, not wool.
Exactly, goat hair, not wool, and that's crystal clear. Anybody that understands these things, and most people would, from goat hair you go and make sackcloth, you don't go and make nice begotten. Well, from Tzemer you can go and make fancy schmancy, whatever. Anyway, so you see clearly the difference between the two. Everyone, no, Amri Dichra Uchmahu. People are going to say, so Rashi and Tosfos both say that typically your regular lamb is white. However, and your typical goat is dark, because it doesn't have the benefit of that nice white woolen fleece. So usually it's dark. However, in this particular case, maybe there happens to be different types of sheep, which in fact happen to be dark sheep. They have a uchma, means that they're black. They're
black
dark.
Sheep. There are black sheep.
They are black sheep, exactly.
And that's how we get the expression.
You're black sheep in the family. Exactly right. So says the Gemara, Vaitanish Karai, he shechted the soil. He says, Osham. Everybody says, Osham, should be a lamb. That's like, can't you tell it? But it looks so dark. Yeah, it's from that famous black sheep family, and so therefore that's why it's dark. Vaitanish Karai. Oh, but Sikti Mar now. But I'm now going to give you 100% raya. You know, all the Gemaras until now, I can push it off. Egil upar sheshachten l'shem Pesach, or l'shem Oshem nirtzu. An egil, of course, is a young calf. A par is a big bull or a big cow. And if you shechten l'shem Pesach, does everybody agree that that is possible? Yes, because the only thing that you can go and bring for a Karm Pesach is a kevah. And it's got to be a ben shana. So if you're going to go and bring anything from the cow family, people are going to say, holy cow, what's going on over here? Or Pesach is only once a year. When am I bringing it throughout the year for a Karm and Oshem?
It's a shlomim.
Everybody, an Oshem?
No, if you bring a Pesach rest of the year, it's a shlomim.
Yeah. What happens if you're bringing today, which is not Er Pesach, and I'm bringing an Egel Upar, and I'm saying, Rabbi Yisai, this is a shame Oshem. It's l'shem oshem. Would anybody take me seriously?
No.
No, because everybody knows an oshem has got to be either a keves or an ayil, but not an egel and a par. So for eight more nirtzu, the egel a par b'pesach, or by oshem, lekas and ishdo azazach. It doesn't exist. So based on what Reb Shimon is saying, we should say back in Zvachim that Reb Shimon disagrees with that Mishnah, because in fact there will be occasions where you don't say, well, you say mas of mechichan oleha, and therefore it should be a kosher carbon. And this is a classic case. Mas mechichan. I'm sorry.
Why can't we use the same answer of tzafon by the tzafon and just say that he's bringing a pusel carb, a pusel animal for the halacha and brought a cow instead of a...
Well, that's similar to what he was asking before the Gabi, the Mincha, that he said.
Right. I don't see why cell phone is different from this.
I hear you. Apparently what the Gemara holds is that this is much more fundamental in the carbon itself, as opposed to Tzofen and Dorim, which are really location.
Gavrin
Chefza, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I know. You were supposed to say Gavrin Chefza from Barry.
That's what it seems...
It's okay, we love you. Yeah, continue on. Anyway, the Gemara holds that these two are not comparable.
It's some of the carbon, this is psul, and the choice of location.
Okay,
a different type of psul.
This is an internal, that's external. Internal in the carbon, it's impossible to have an egel upar l'shem pesel. But Hashem, the person is talking nonsense. It should be a kosher carbon, aliba de Reb Shimon. Zukti Mar, you know what? Einachanami, you've convinced me. Reb Shimon would take a hold in those cases. Just like we said in the case of the oifos yesterday, and Brother Shai reminded us of that again. Hi, Umay Zvachim, why does it say that he, Reb Shimon, says Menachos are different than Zvachim? I find that the Zvachim are just like Menachos also. Roiv Zvachim, Amaytach Roiv Zvachim. In other words, bottom line is, Reb Shimon holds that although typically you cannot tell the difference between one Zevach and the other, they're just all animals. And therefore, if he says whether it's an Oilu, whether it's a Shlavim, whether it's a Pesach, whether it's a Chatan, normally I couldn't tell. Since I can't tell, Ein Masa Mechichan Oleha, then you have the halachas of Mishnah Aleph back in Davbeis and Masechet Zvachim, that either it's kosher ala shabbat chayva, or that it's totally possible if it was a peter chat. But there will be occasions, Rabbi, according to Reb Shimon, that even by Zvachim it will be kosher. What type of case where masa mechichan ala? So, for instance, the egel upar that you said I'm bringing it for an asham or for a karm pesach. People say, "Come on, that's nonsense, shtuyot, shtusim," and therefore it will be a kosher carbon after all, according to Reb Shimon. Good. With this, we have concluded the whole discussion according to Rabba. As you remember, we have three answers altogether to the steer of Shimon and Shimon. We've now finished with Rabba, and now we go to Rava, and eventually going to come to Rav Ashi. Zokti bar Rava Amar, loy kasha. Remember, what's the stira? We have Reb Shimon saying at the top of the Yom Days that all menachos shenikmatu shalom are kasha, but all the balim shem chayva. And then afterwards he says in the brisa, nah, it really depends. If it's kachatos, then it would be possible, just like kachatos. And if it happens to be minchas nedava, it would be kosher. Elishli olu lebalim shemchayv. It's the chastir of Shimon and Shimon. But it will like kasha. Kan bekoim it's mincha l'shem mincha. Kan bekoim it's mincha l'shem zevach. If you're switching from a minchas marcheshes to minchas machvas, you heard what Mr. Friedlander said a few minutes ago. A minchas, a minchas, a mincha. What difference does it make? So it's not, no one. See, he said machvas, he said marcheshes. Zukrib Shimon, it's still kosher, lechat chilin, it's fine, it's good, and all the balim shem choivim. Masha'en ken, you're talking about mincha l'shem zevach, that this is a little bit hard to even conjure up in your mind. He's doing a kemitza of flour, and he says, Rabbi Yisai, you see the shechita that I'm doing now for the shem karben oil, the shem karben chatas, come on. It's totally deranged. But, says, that's the teretz according to Rava, that as long as he said mincha l'shem mincha, it's kosher. If he said mincha l'shem zavach, it's going to be possible. What's the difference? Manishtana. Because mincha l'shem mincha, v'zoyis teiras ha-mincha, teira achas l'chol menachas. We've had this teira achas already many times in the past. Teira achas means, don't make such differentiations. Okay, he's small and he's tall and he's short and he's wearing a bigger yarmulke and he's wearing a hat and he's wearing a
mincha, and that's
a mincha, it's a mincha, it's a mincha. Therefore, you switch one to the other. Doesn't make a difference. Have mincha l'shem zavach. It doesn't say so. Therefore, if he switched it from a mincha to a zevach, then it's taka going to be possible. Freit the Gemara, what you just said now is music to my ears. I love it, But there's a big, big problem. Let's go back to the original Reb Shimon. Why did Reb Shimon say Machves and Marcheshes, they're all the same? Not because Zois Teres HaMincha, Mincha Achas, the Teres Achas Chol Menachas, but he says because you can easily discern the difference between whether it's a Machves or Marcheshes. Look at the Kli, or look at the Mincha. Is the mincha a machvas mincha or is it a marcheshes mincha? By the way, this also responds to your question of before. It doesn't have to be that the kli in the base of Mikdash was a machvas or the kli was a marcheshes. You look at the texture, form, the form of the mincha.
Of the
you can tell the difference between...
Is it spongy or is it fried?
Exactly. You can tell the difference between a matzah and between a donut. Yeah. Right? They're different. You can't compare one against the other.
They're both holy.
Yeah, both holy. Very good, very good. Anyway, it was a bit of a crummy comment if you're talking about a matzah, but it was a holy comment. So let's get back to Gemara. So Zokti Gemara, so that was the reason that he came, because Maser Meichichan Olei HaKomar, not because Zoyis Teres HaMincha. Evdim Hachi Komar. Avagav de Machshova de Loi Minkra Hi Viti Posel. Even though this Machshova, now the when we have Machshova de Loi Minkra over here, it's different than the Machshova, the Minkra, and the Loi Minkra that we had until now. Until now, when you said Machshova, the Loi Minkra, meant that you really can't tell the difference between one thing and the other, because Maser Mechichan Aleo, not Maser Mechichan Aleo. Here, the Gemara is saying is, Avagav the Machshova, the Loi Minkra, he, even though you cannot go and tell that this carbon is, let's look at the Rashi. Rashi explains it better. See Rashi, second line, Hachi Kamra. The Aval Gav the Hakimitz Machvas Hashem Marcheshes Machshova Dlei Minkra Shehei Kain He. In other words, when he's doing he's doing a Machvas. He's saying, "I'm doing the Shem Marcheshes." It's not. It's a Machshova that you cannot go and tell that in fact that it's a Marcheshes, but rather it's Nikr that it's not a Marcheshes. Again, until now we learned the term Machsheves Minkra or Noi Minkra. Can you go and tell just from what you're looking at? And if it's Machsheva, which is Minkra, then therefore it's kosher. Machsheva the Loi Minkra, it's going to be posel. Here the Gemara is using the terms in reverse. And it's saying, He's Koimitz Machvas Hashem Marcheshes, Machsheva the Loi Minkra Shehekeini. From his Machsheva, I don't see that what he's doing is proper, but rather the facts on the surface, on the table, show you otherwise, that it's not like you're saying. So the Machshava Loi Minkra, when he's making that Machshava, it's not nikr that what he's saying is correct, but rather it's nikr that what he's saying is incorrect. Vari nikr she'ein oikein, the Maaseh Meichichen. Oh, in such a case, says Reb Shimon, L'choyde ikala meimit titi pasel. Tavare svirilan machshava gluya l'choshu machaziv kolshken shi psula. So, Rav is coming now from a totally different vantage point that we've been saying until now. Until now, we're saying that if it's crystal clear in the minds of any normal individual that what he's saying is nonsense, then it's kosher.
We ignore his thought. We dismiss it.
We push the delete button.
Right.
Rav says it's the other way around. That when a person says a cause of a lie, that really spoils it, because he's saying
directly against the actions that he's doing.
Exactly right. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Says Oktimar, back to Rima. But Tanim Nisha Masem Achichan Olei Akama, Hachi Kama. Afal Gav, even though Al Pisvara Machshavad Lei Minkrahi, it's, you know, from what he said Marcheshes, it's not nikr that what he's doing is correct. Quite to the contrary, it's nikr that what he's doing is not correct, because he's saying a fib, he's saying a lie. Viti pasul, and therefore the machvas Hashem marcheshes the machvas, it should be totally pasul, because the person is saying blatant lies. It's such a machvas, he's saying marcheshes. However, the Torah Samincha, Terachas Chomanachas makes it kosher. So it's not the fee this far that we kept on saying until now. Since he's saying an obvious lie, just ignore it. No. Since he's saying an obvious lie,
seriously, but it's laundered by the fact that it says that there's a cuss of Torah achas l'kol menachos.
Beautiful. Umay avu b'zvachem ein ikein. So what's now the continuation of the words of Reb Shimon? That avu gav d'shchita achas l'kulan. And so therefore, theoretically, I should go and say that it shouldn't make a difference between an oila and a shlomim and a chatos and a meiser and a karm pesach. They should all be the same because the shechita is all the same. Exactly. Zokti mora. Since we do not have that toiras of mincha ba'zevach to go and say, nah, it's all one tight, it's all one happy family, no. You don't have that pasuk there. Therefore, if you did switch from mincha to zavach, in fact, it would be possible. So bottom line is, what Rav is saying is, that the difference between the machbas and the marchesh is not like we learned until now, because masa mechichan ala. No, to the contrary, because the masa mechichan ala, I should say, it's possible. The reason why it's kosher is because I have a special zeris akasav zoy zeris mincha. All menachas are the same, and like Mr. Friedlander said, after
mincha
all,
is a mincha is a mincha.
Exactly, whatever the difference it makes, how you baked it, how you boiled it, how you it's in modern day terms, they would say it's all unnecessary carbs. That's why you only wash on Shabbos or on Rosh Chodesh or something. I don't wash throughout the week because I get carbs and I'm afraid and it's heavy and I want to have to start taking Olympic or Zempic or whatever all those wonderful things are. Okay, zokti mora vaita. Based on what you're telling me now, that you say that the reason why mincha l'shem mincha is kosher because it's a mincha, even though these are two different types. Oh, I find something very analogous. El meyata chatas chelev shishocht l'shem chatas dam. Or l'shem chatas avoidis kechom. Or l'shem chatas nozit. Or l'shem chatas metzoyra. Te kishayra ve te rotzem. Why don't you go and say that if the koyin, when he's shechting the korban chatas, the person who brought it because of chatas chelev. In other words, he ate fat, he thought it was shuman, it turns out it was chelev, and therefore that's why he brought it korban chatas. What happens when he shechted it, the shoychet says, we're bringing this l'shem chatas dam, which was a very dumb thing to do, because this was really a chatas chelev. But that's what he said. Or he says, we're doing l'shem chatas vodiz chom. Unfortunately, this person erred. What's the difference between chatas vodiz chom and a regular chatas? If it's for a yachid,
it's a parsha shlach.
Right. A regular karm chatas can be either a kibin seira or a karbin kizva. Kizva seira. However, in parsha shlach, by the way, it can only be a seira. And so this as it says Zimara. So seira are all the same. So if he's bringing a karbin seira, the marshal for chaylev, and the shoychet says, we're bringing now for the chatzav vodiz chom, or we're bringing the shum chatzav nozer, the shum chatzav mitzayra, take shayra, it should be kosher. But tiratza, why? Dom rachmona, vizoyis teres achatzav, teras achol chatzav, it's just like by the same
minute. Actually, it makes a lot of sense.
Perfect sense. And for the gemara, the pshimen hachanami, 100%.
Yeah.
And how do I know? So now the shita takes out the word derbanan, deha oma rava, rava takaset, chatzav chaylev shech, l'shem chatzav, chatzav dam, it's takik sheir, it's takik kosher, because of the zoyis toiras a chatas. However, if it was a chatas chelev, and he had in mind the shim chatas nozul, shim chatas metzoyer, that would takik be possible.
Why
would that be possible? He says, the hani oilis badayu nino. That's our gear. So however, they take out the badayu, and they say, the hani oilis nino. These are really oilis. Meaning, what's the reason why you bring your chatas nozul, or your chatas metzoyer? It's not the shem chet that he did a chet that was upset. Suffix, Kardis, or whatever.
It's to restart in the Zerus or Lahakshir to enter the base of Mikdash.
Or it doesn't have to be restarting the Zerus. I mean, to unstart it from now when he's able to drink wine and eat grapes and all that. Because I'm not talking about another tummy. It's okay, nothing happened. We love you just the same. The chet is Matsoyra. It's brought out chet because of the fact that he said Lashon Hara, etc. But for that, he already, the Tzaraas took care of him.
Right.
That's why he sat Chutz L'machna for the last 10 years. So that he already atoned for. Why did he go and bring the Kabbalists now to be able to return to Chemachna back to civilization? Okay. So however, the Gemara adds, in fact, he says that all of them happen to be apostle. Even the Chattas L'Shem, Chattas Chel, L'Shem Dam is all to apostle. I was with the Zoyz Teres Chattas. He says because there is an overriding pasuk of the Shachad Oysa. And therefore, yes, it says the Zoyster is Chatas, Maskim. However, I have an overriding other drasha for a pasuk, Mishacha Oysa. Oysa means Lashem, this particular Chatas. For the Chatas Chaylev, or the Chatas Dam, or the Chatas Avodah Zarah, it's going to be this one, Miyuchad. And if it's not, then it's possible. Anyway.
So someone is high of both. He used Mechal Shabbos v'shogeg and Yeh Chela v'shogeg.
Yes,
he brings a chatas, and he's not mafresh. Which
Avon, this is being mechaper for.
Mm-hmm. Then you're okay, because then the kohen is the one that makes the decision at that time. So you have the same thing by the kinim, right? If you have two oifas,
you can
either do a b'shas, the kinyan, and say, his oifas in it. Exactly. So you have the shas akrova. He didn't decide himself, so the kohen decides. Okay, so with this we have concluded teretz number two of Rav, and now we've gone to on Rav Ashi. Again, we're for entering the steerer, Rav Shimon, on Rav Shimon. And here's the one that Barry was upset about yesterday, and Brother Shai is upset today. Vozakmin. Oh, come on. How come Brother Shai's not on?
He has a conference call. He'll catch up on the recording later.
I can't wait. Rav Ashi Yomer. Loi kasha kan bekoimitz machbas l'shem marcheshes. Kan bekoimitz minchas machbas l'shem minchas marcheshes. What difference does that make? It's a machvas marchesh. What's it? I'll tell you. Says Yimar. Machvas shemarchesh is kosher because the mona kam machashiv. What happens if once the kohen is bringing his korban, he says, you know, Rabbi Yisai, I really hope that the Yankees beat the Mets tonight in the game because the Yankees are a much better team than the Mets. What does it have to do with the carbon? Nothing. So why is he talking about that? Because he's talking about Yankees and Mets when he's bringing carbon to somebody's meeting. But that's what he had in mind. So that doesn't passel because it has nothing to do with it. It's a carbon.
Doesn't include it all in the machshava of the carbon.
Exactly. He's talking about shtuyot.
It's out of his league.
Out of his league.
So the mana. We're talking about the volume. So when we talk about machas, mishum marcheshes, marcheshes, machmas.
Mana just means kli. Just means kli. So he's arguing with the kli happens to be my machas, marcheshes. Whatever you decide. You want to decide it's a machvas, everybody calls it machvas. You want to call it machvas? Fine. It happens to be a frying pan. It's a machvas. You want to call it machvas? No problem. We are very liberal over here. We have the woke mentality. You want to call it zocher. You want to call it a cave. You want to call it zocher. You want to go and call it a marchesh. You want to call it a machvas. Who cares?
Except
I just want to make sure.
Doing a carbon.
Exactly. And therefore, we bring the carbon now for the purpose of this mincha. If you're playing around with the mincha's name, you can get into problems. But if you're talking about that the kli was a hin and a hair, who cares?
It's not material to gossel a korban.
Exactly right. Very good. You express it beautifully. Zogti Yimara, Mashav Amana Lipasa. Zogti Yimara, however, Minchas, Machvat, Hashem, Minu Machash, it's the Mincha, the Pasal Mashav, come Machash. He's talking about the Min, he's not talking about the Yankees and the Mets. He's not talking about the size and the shape of the kli.
He's talking about the
He's talking the Mincha. So that's a different story altogether. Frank Timara, what I heard now makes a lot of sense. However, back in that original Reb Shimon, why did he say Machvas and Marchesh and Marchesh and Machvas all the same? He said because of the fact that you can tell that this is a Machvas and not a Marchesh, and a Marchesh is not a Machvas. That being the case, it shouldn't make a nafki minna whether he's talking about the mono, he's talking about the mincha. It all has to talk about whether
the maisa,
what is a mechiach that this is a Machvas and not a Marchesh, or a Marchesh and not a Machvas, having nothing to do with he mentioned the word mono or not. In other words, he mentioned the word that he was only talking about the kli, and he didn't mention the word mincha. He did mention the word mincha. What's nafki minna? Everymore, hachi kama, av gav the machshava ninker he anti pasul lechoyra. I should go and say, similar to what we said, aliba de rava. The fact that I can tell immediately that this is a marcheshes and not a machvas, or a machvas and not a marcheshes, I see immediately that what he's saying is a big fat lie, and therefore it should be pasul. Nevertheless,
Torah's minchas, Torah's mincha.
That was Rava. Rav Ashi doesn't go with Torah's mincha. What he says rather is, I don't care that he said a full-fledged lie. The lie is not relevant to what we're talking about. Whether the Mets are a better team or the Yankees are a better team has nothing to do with the mincha. Whether this is a machvas or a marcheshes, call it machvas, call it marcheshes. It doesn't bother me. So even though it's a machshav the minkri, I can tell that this is a machvas and not a marcheshes, and therefore I should go and say tipasel. No, I don't say tipasel. Why? Because of the fact that the mass is takanikr, even though he's telling a big fat lie, but it doesn't affect the mincha.
Facts, the facts are the facts.
The facts are the facts, and the mincha is the mincha, and nothing to do that never the twain shall meet. It was Zrika Achas Lekulan. We spoke about the Zrika Achas Lekulan yesterday. Kabbalah Achas Lekulan. And therefore I should go and say, well, they're basically interchangeable. Why don't we say that they are all kosher kabbanis? However, Zvicha the Basalei Machshava Kam Machashiv. He didn't go and start talking about the size of the knife or the size of the mizrak. What he spoke about was the carbon itself. And he said that this carbon itself it wasn't an oila, he called it a shlam. He didn't call it a shlam, he called it an oila. Oh, you're tampering with the name of the carbon. That's like the minchas machlas.
A shinui shame type situation.
Exactly. So therefore, says the Gemara, that's the comparison one to the other. That's the parallel. So based on what you're telling me is, the reason why Reb Shimon was matir is not because of Maaseh Mechichan Aleh, not because Zoyis Toiras HaMincha. The reason is because he referred to the Kli, and the Kli is not essential to Karban. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the Karban Mincha. Yes, it was a Machvas, yes, it was Marcheshes.
It's incidental, it's not essential.
Number one. But also, the lie that he is saying now, this fib, who cares? See, he says the Mets are better than the Yankees better than the Mets. There's nothing to do with the Karban Mincha. So it's a Machvas, a Marcheshes, okay, Mazel Tov. Let's agree to differ whether it's a mincha mar. It's irrelevant to the karp. So the same thing lechoyah applies now. Freiting mara charev mishum belula amai omer Reb Shimon. Back to the gemara in the Beis on the Beis. He didn't only refer to the case of the machvas and the macheshes. He also distinguished in the minchas chote. And therefore, what if you go back to Reb Shimon at the top of the Amid and Beis on the Beis? The son of Reb Shimon omikol manochas ein manochas doymois masem aichichan olel lishamachvas. And then on the fifth line, and chareva l'shem belula, ma'aseh mo'ichichan oleh, l'shem chareva. If you see that it's charev, charev means that it's totally dry.
No oil.
There's not a drop of moisture, no oil, no nothing. It's just dry flour. You see it's flour, you see it's chareva. So you can call a belula, v'nhan tizmor, oh, belula, mazel tov, it's chareva. So that's l'chareva, based on the svara of ma'aseh mo'ichichan oleh, that what he's saying is ridiculous. But now that you're telling me it has to do with mana, that only... When did Reb Shimon say that it's kosher? It's because he talked about irrelevant things like the size of the kli. But here he's talking about charei mishum belula, so obviously he's talking about the mincha itself. If he's talking about the mincha itself, then it should be possible.
It's like the etzem of the zevach.
Don't go back to the zevach. Just talk about the original distinction Ravashi meant. Mm-hmm. Ravashi made the thing between koimitz machvas l'shem marcheshes. Right. That's kosher. Koimitz minchas machvas l'shem minchas marcheshes is not kosher. So for Eitimora, how is chareva mishum belula kosher? So until now we say machichan leah. Look at it. You see, but now you're telling me no, that's not enough. It's got to be because we're talking about the size of the kli. Here, chareva and belula, there's no kli involved. So it's like talking about the mincha, that this is a mincha sarev, and this is a mincha blula. It should be possible. Am I remember Reb Shimon that is kosher? Amalei l'shum bila be'alma. When he said blula, he's not talking about a mincha blula, which is your normal, regular mincha sedava. He just said, you see this dry thing I'm having in mind. I'm doing the kmitza now. I'm having in mind for something which is wet, saturated with oil, schmaltzy, where I'm going to have to wash my hands three times with soap to get all the schmaltz off my hand, all of the shemen. So he did not refer to the mincha. He didn't refer to a mana because there's no mana that is relevant over here. But what he's referring to is bila ba'alma, not to the karbon, but he's talking about irrelevant side things about chareiv and bila, but not about mincha. So therefore, this is akin to the machvas of shemarcheshes, a marcheshes shemachvas. Who cares? Moist, not moist. And so therefore, says the Gemara, this is just like a case of marcheshes l'shemachvas, which is irrelevant. Chareiv l'shem belula is irrelevant, and you do not automatically import and say charev mishum belula means mincha charev mishum mincha belula, as the Gemara will speak out more in another moment. So, right, the Gemara yachal l'shem shlom nami l'shem shlom ba'alma. Why don't you go and say when the person shechted the carbon oila and he screams out shlom shlom shlomim? Maybe he doesn't mean the carbon shlomim. What it means is sholim ba'olam. He's saying, isn't it wonderful? We're now at a time of peace, Baruch Hashem. The first time ever since Trump was elected. Now, Baruch Hashem, everything is peaceful. Nobody's being killed in Iran. Baruch Hashem, everybody's happy in Venezuela. They're all dancing the horror together. Everything is gewaldic. And that's what he meant. So he didn't mean carbon. He meant like the kli. He meant right. Shalom in a beautiful, everything is peaceful and harmonious. So Timar, nah, come on, that's ridiculous. Hachi hashda. Hosam zevachufa ikri shlomim. Tichsev ha-makrav is dam ha-shlomim. Ha-zoyrik is dam ha-shlomim. That's the name of the garbage. And if he said shlomim, don't drink me a cup, he's talking about peace in the world. Ha-bahacha mincha gufa mi ikri belula. We don't find that the word that a mincha is called belula on its own. Rather, belula is always an adjective
describing, modifying mechal mincha belula b'shem inksiv, belula b'shem and ikri belula stam aloy ikri, and so therefore, if the person says I'm doing charev mishum belula, he doesn't mean a mincha belula, because then he would say mincha belula b'shem. By saying belula, he's just talking abstract ideas about
moist. It doesn't attach impossible to korban. It's not meaningful.
Exactly. So it's not meaningful, and that's why it's kosher according to Rishon. So what we have now done is, Rabbi Isai, we have concluded the discussion according to Rabba, according to Rava, and according to Rav Ashi. And now the Gemara goes for the next couple of lines to say, why doesn't everybody hold like Rabba? Why doesn't everybody hold like Rava? Why doesn't everybody hold like Rav Ashi? So tell you what. Kerabli Amri, the Adarabba, Machshav the Minkra Apostle Rachmana. Like Rabba, we don't want to go and say, because Adarab the Machshav the Minkra Apostle, meaning, what was Rabbi Svar in the first half of today's shir? Rabbi said, anytime a person says a fib which everybody realizes and discerns is baloney, just push the delete button, ignore it. Right? Mm-hmm. So when the person says machmas, machesh, machesh, machmas, I can tell that this is a machmas. Don't tell me that this is knedlach when I see that it happens to be fried pizza. Come on. Yes, they're both made out of flour, 100%, but they're not the same thing. I don't put my pizza into my chicken soup on Friday night.
Hopefully not.
I'd have a basar b'challah, right? So it's clear. Say, Rava and Rav Ashi, we respectfully disagree with Rava, and we think that if you lie, it's worse. It's not better. And that's why Rava said at the top, when he switched from Minchas Matva to Matva Shasius, it should be possible. Why is it kosher? Because it's always tighter.
A liar is worse than a thief.
Lie is worse than a thief. Very good. So anyway, says the Gemara, the other Rava, Mashav the Minchas Apostle Rachman. So therefore, we don't like Rava's tzugang, his approach. We think that...
Adarabba.
And that's what the Bogotaka said. Adarabba. Very good. Shkoyach. Kirova loy amri. Why don't they say Kirova? Zois teretz le mashmalahu. This teretz they gave a zois teretz amincha, toira achaz chol menachas.
It overrides the lie.
Yeah, they're not happy with that. They don't have a Kabbalah in that. They don't have a Mesoira. Yeah. Kirovashi loy amri. What's the problem? Shem kushin the Rav Acha berei the Rova. Now, what was the kasha? The Rav Ashi was, of course, the last shtickle that we said. He's yom mitamana, onamana. What did Rav Acha b'rei de Rava ask? Go back about 12 lines. I'm Rav Acha b'rei de Rava, Rav Ashi, charev mishum balula, amai omer Rav Shimon, after all. There's no, it's not a mincha per se, the other way around. By Marchesh, it's a machvas, you can go and say he's pointing to the kelim, that's irrelevant. Charev b'lula, obviously, he's talking about the mincha itself, the etz mincha. So when he gave it teretz, yeah, the word belula really means bila as an abstract thing. We're not talking about the mincha.
The oil itself.
Not the oil or the mincha itself, etc. But the Gemara held the other two, meaning Rav and Rava were not happy with that teretz. They felt Rav Acha b'rei de Rava has the upper hand in his kasha. Well, to the pshita le the Rava lahai gisa, ul the Rava lahai gisa, mi boi le the Rav hoishia. That Rava was so convinced that he was right, that machshava, which is not... which is begoli, that what he's saying is a lie, you ignore. And if it's not so begoli that it's a lie, then it's meaningful. And the svar of Rava, which was just the other way around, that when you say a machshava, when you say a lie,
it doesn't impinge on the quality of the mincha.
It does impinge, right?
Except for the Torah's mincha.
Exactly, but otherwise, very good. So tomorrow, that in fact was in boi le ravoishi. The boi ravoishi. The amri la boi mine ravoishi miravasi. Mincha l'shem zevach. What's the din? Mali om Reb Shimon. What is the halacha according to Reb Shimon? Person's doing a kvitza, and he says, Rabbi, you say, look at the shechita sa'oila that I'm doing now. It's mamish oila al kulona, and doing a great job. What would Reb Shimon hold about something like that? Tam the Reb Shimon misha machshava de minkra loy pasla. It's obviously a machshava de minkra. You can see that he's doing a kvitza, he's not doing a shechita. So therefore, like Rabbi Svara, it should not be possible.
Ignore it.
It should be kosher. I do it. Rabbi Shimon and Shem Dechsev Vezoyis Teres Amincha.
Like Rabbi said.
The Zevach like Sivin doesn't say Vezoyis Teres Amincha VaZevach. And so therefore, if that's the case, when he's doing from a Mincha L'Shem Zevach, it should be a Apostle of Carbon. Now, what's the essential reason for Rabbi Shimon? Is it like Rabbi Svara? And then, Madach, if he's saying Machvas L'Shem Marcheshes, it's Nikr, and that's why it's kosher. A Machvas or Marcheshes, and he said, L'shem Oila, the Chavada Nikr, it should certainly be kosher, according to Rav Shimon. Or do you say, no, that it, when you're saying a lie, it makes it much worse. And the only reason why Macheshes and Machvas work is because of those stories of Mincha. But they don't have those stories of Mincha Ba'Zavach, and that's why it's possible. So that was Rav Yishai. So that's what the Imar meant when it starts off,
Milton Pshita Le Rab in one direction, Rav the other direction, Rav Moshe Tak asking. A blatant, bald lie in connection with these karbanis. Is that a mala or is that a chesaron? According to Rav, it's a mala, because you see there's a Michigan, I just pushed the delete button. According to Rav, it makes it much worse, because he's passing a karban. Rashi, by the way, adds another swara, because if you're going to go and say that when he said a lie, that it's kosher, the people are going to say, they're going to do more lies, and they're going to do more of
it. Be reckless with what they say and think.
Exactly. Exactly.
It sounds like a gzera, not a halacha.
Oh, Rashi adds that.
We don't make
gzeras
in the
Mekdash. Right, so Shavta Ayim Barashi, how he coins it. But getting back to our Gemara, see, Gemara says, Sevach like Sim, Amalei Klum, he got it. Amalei, so Rav Oishi responded, or Vasi, depending on who's talking about. Klum, he got it, Sevdata, Sherab Shimon. Can we really fathom the depth of what Reb Shimon said? In other words, he's basically throwing up his hands and saying,
it's a
machlokas, or I don't know what really Reb Shimon meant. Now, why didn't he answer Kerabba? Kerabba lemishana lemishim kosher the Abaye. He felt that Rabba was on weak terms because of the kasha that Abaye asked. What was Abaye asked? Abaye said, you're going and tell me, because ma'aseh mechichan aleha, guess what? I learned them both from the pasuk. Kodesh Kedoshim, Mika Chatas Vicha Osham.
Sometimes like a Chatas, sometimes like an Osham.
Exactly. So why are you telling me Shina Kodesh Machina Balim? It's very clear that was a Bais Kasha. And remember, what was Rabbi's Teretz? It's Rashi Malishitosa that he always goes, he's Dodish Tam and Nikra. He didn't like that Teretz. Kerovale Mishana Limishim Kusha Vizois Toiras Achatas. Remember the Gemara says, once you think Vizois Toiras, why don't you say the same thing with the Karm Chatos, that all Chatoi should take be kosher, even if he said Chelev l'shem dam l'shem mitzoyra l'shem shabbos l'shem ovedet zchom, they should all be kosher. So that kasha bothered him. Kosher v'zoi sorry zachatos. Why didn't he say Karabashi l'mishani l'mishem kosher d'rvachu v'derova, which is what we just referred to a moment ago. D'rvachu v'derova said, if that's the case, d'charev mishem belula, you're not referring to any kli. Aren't you referring to the mincha itself? And yet Reb Shimon said that it's kosher, so he had to go and give it teretz, that when it says the word belula,
Bilabalma,
an abstract thing, we're not talking. He didn't like that teretz, and therefore he felt that none of these terutzim really hit it on the mark, and that's why he said, Klamigana, we still don't know the depth of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, what he meant when he said this all kosher. What's the reason? What's the swara? It is what it is. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai. Wow.